This Changing World, a new powerful and dramatic story for every woman in America, for every woman who waits for a man gone to war in This Changing World. Good morning. The makers of Royal Puddings and Royal Gelatins invite you to listen to the story of Martha Bishop, the story of a courageous woman who lives, loves, and keeps faith in this changing world. Talk about never being satisfied. That's the royal people for you. True, it all works out to your advantage, for it means that you get a super product. Now, take their royal chocolate pudding. And incidentally, I'll take royal chocolate pudding anytime. Well, the royal people weren't satisfied to make just a good chocolate pudding. They wanted a superlatively good one. So they worked and worked over the formula, and finally they achieved something that seemed pretty swell. But were they satisfied to depend merely on their own judgment? No, sir. They set to work and... But here's Mary Woods from the Royal Kitchens, and she'll tell you the story.
Well, we put royal chocolate pudding up against stiff competition. We asked 242 women to make chocolate pudding, all using one fine, tested recipe. Then we asked them to make royal chocolate pudding, serve both, and let their families eat and vote. Well, the result was thrilling, even to us who know royal chocolate's smooth richness and beautiful flavor, because the votes were more than 3-1 for royal chocolate pudding. Yes, those 242 families recognize a good thing, just as you will. Velvet smooth texture, glorious chocolate flavor, sweet enough, so naturally they voted for royal. When you try royal chocolate pudding or any of the four delicious royal puddings, you'll see why women buy more royal puddings than any other kind.
For Martha and Neil Bishop, summer was a time to look forward to. They had their breakfast on the dew-wet terrace. They worked in the garden. They walked. And on Sundays, they went to the beach and bathed. Even the house looked best in summer, with flowers in all the vases, the windows open, bringing the outside green and freshness in. But this summer has been different. Neil is in France now with the Army of Liberation. Martha at home has taken a job. Her one desire is to have the summer go quickly and to have time go quickly until the war is over and she and Neil are together again. At the National Refining Company, Martha has taken a responsible job. And now her sister Peggy, jealous of Martha's success, has also taken a job at a theatrical agency. Joe, Peggy's husband, has tried to stop her, and they've quarreled. Today at the office, Martha received a call from Joe. This time, he said Peggy has left him. Now, in Joe's living room, Martha sits quietly while Joe walks up and down.
Over and over. After I went to bed, I kept on hearing her. I could see just how she looked as she talked. I'm bored with this little town. I'm bored with doing nothing. Why shouldn't I have some fun for a change?
Yes, she said it to me, but Joe...
Yeah, but you know how Peggy blows off steam. I was just as bad, I guess. I lost my temper. But I never thought it would end up like this, Martha.
It hasn't ended,
Well, she's
Joe.
Gone. She packed a bag. I watched her do it. I thought it was a bluff. That's where I made my mistake. Even after she walked out, I thought she was still bluffing. I stood right here and I let her go.
When was that, Joe?
Last night. She told me about the new job on Friday. You were here, Martha.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, after you left, we had a bang-up fight. And then, over this weekend, somehow, we didn't mention it. Peggy seemed okay. She cleaned the house, and on Saturday night, we went to the movies. I thought she'd changed her mind and wasn't just admitting it. I didn't care, either. All I wanted was to have her listen to me.
But what happened last night?
Well, we were going to bed. I set the alarm for 7, the way I always do. She was combing her hair and putting cold cream on her face. I guess she was watching me in the mirror. Well, suddenly, she said as she put the stuff down and turned around to me...
I'll take care of the clock, Joe.
What do you mean?
I'll set it. I've got to be up early tomorrow.
But why?
Well, I want to tidy the house before I leave, and I'm catching the 7:45.
You're what?
That's right. I'm due at the office at 9.
Peggy, So you're still at it, huh?
At what? I wish you wouldn't talk in riddles.
Well, don't worry, I won't. I thought you'd come to your senses, Peggy.
I still don't understand.
Well, I told you how I feel. I thought you'd given in to me.
Well, I thought you'd given in to me.
How can I? Peggy, it's crazy.
Why? Because you don't approve?
For a lot of reasons. What kind of a job is it? A theatrical agency. Well, if it's a job you want, you can get one here in Brookdale Center.
Oh, no, that's out, Joe.
Yes? Why?
Because I'm bored with Brookdale Center. I'm going to the city the way Martha does. And lots of girls I know. Why shouldn't I meet new people and make some money and be a success like Martha?
But Peggy...
And I'll tell you something else. I'm bored with you and your old-fashioned notions. Now you know the truth.
Yes, Martha. Now I know the truth. Oh, she said a lot more, but you can imagine.
Sure, I'm so sorry. Peggy didn't mean that, I know.
Then I made another mistake. I refused to argue. I put my foot down. Well, you can't do that to Peggy.
No.
She's bored with me. That's what I kept hearing last night. I do the best I can, Martha.
Of course. I wish you'd called me when it happened.
Well, it was late, and I've told you I didn't believe her. Even this morning, I didn't worry. All right, I thought. She'd spend the night in the city. She's figured that she'd just given me a fright. Tonight, she'll come home again.
Well, it's only 6:30, Joe. She may still come home.
No. After I got to the bank this morning, I began to think again. You know Johnny Sawyer works next to me?
Yes.
Well, he and his wife are friends of ours, and he asked us to his house for dinner.
Just you and Peggy. We'll play some bridge afterwards.
Well, I'd like to, Johnny, but I'm not sure of Peggy.
Well, if not tonight, tomorrow. Just let me know. I got a yen for that wife of yours. She's an awfully pretty woman.
Well, that upset me. What was I going to say to Johnny? What had really happened? Well, I decided I couldn't wait until tonight, so I called her at her office. It was short and sweet. And after that, I knew what had happened.
I'm not coming home at all, Joe. Not as long as you feel like this. We'd only quarrel. You wouldn't give in, and neither will I. That's final, Joe.
That's what she said.
I don't believe her.
Well, she's taken a room in town. I don't even know where. She wouldn't tell me.
I'll find out, Joe. I'm sure she'll tell me.
Maybe.
Peggy doesn't mean any of this. It's just that she's carried away by an idea.
You're telling me.
And she's restless. She looks around and she sees how life has changed the people. They've gotten jobs. They've moved to new places. Their husbands are overseas, like Neil. She feels that they're part of this world and that she's missing.
And what about me? I'm not in the army because they wouldn't have me. Don't you think that burns me up?
Oh, of course.
But I do what I can here at home. That's what Peggy should do. It's the search for glamour that I object to.
I know. But she'll come around. She'll find out. Punching a time clock and living by herself in New York on what she's making won't be glamorous.
Well, I don't like the job she's taken. That worries me, too. A theatrical agency. And who is this Armstrong she's working for? How did she meet him? At the cabana. He comes in for lunch and he talks to her. And because he likes her face, he hires her.
Yes, that was strange.
You know, Martha, Peggy doesn't know how to take care of herself. I have always done that. Maybe she's stubborn and hard to handle, but, you know, Peggy's kind of a soft-hearted, trusting girl.
She is.
I've spoiled her, that's the trouble.
I don't think so. Loving her and taking care of her hasn't spoiled her.
Maybe.
Believe me, it hasn't. And Joe, don't ever forget that she loves you.
Oh, no. No, not any longer. Well, she was fond of enough of me when we got married 10 years ago. When to have a house of her own and a husband was new, that was glamorous. Well, we're still in the same house. I've got the same job I had the day I met her.
What's wrong with
now,
that?
Now, let me finish. And then, Martha, you come along, her kid sister. And you begin to go places. You work for a fancy outfit. Your boss is a fancy guy. You go to lunch with him. You meet his mother. You spend a weekend with him in a swell house from the country.
Oh, but Joe,
it's okay. It's part of your job, but that's what did it. That was the last straw. Oh, well, that's not the point anyway. What am I going to do, Martha? What am I going to do? I love her so much. I need her so much.
Oh, Joe, I know how you feel, and I'm so sorry. I wish I could do something. But nothing I could say to Peggy would really help. She's just got to find things out for herself. And you've got to let her.
You mean just stick around and wait?
I'm afraid so. Sweating it out, the men in the army call it. In a way, I'm sweating it out, too. I'm waiting.
Oh, gosh, Martha, I shouldn't come burdening you with my problems.
Why not, Joe? Peggy's my sister. And you're both very near and very dear to me.
Yeah, I know, but my problem with Peggy seems pretty small.
No, it isn't. Neil is in France, and he could be in danger, but Peggy is as dear to you as he is to me.
Yeah.
And, Joe, you're dear to her. I'll call her tomorrow and I'll talk to her. I'll tell her how wrong I think she is, and maybe she'll listen to me.
Tell her I won't say a word about her leaving if she'll come home. I won't throw it up to her. She can count on that, Martha.
Of course.
I want her home.
I'll talk to her. Oh, Joe, I'm sorry, but do you mind if I listen for the news? With Neil there,
Oh, sure. I forgot.
And that's all the news for this moment. Our next speaker follows in...
I'm sorry, Martha. That clock must be slow. We'll get the news again at 7.
Yes. I wonder where Neil is now. There's so much action in northern France.
Now, don't start worrying, Martha.
I'll try not to. Sometimes I can't help it.
I know.
I worry and wait. What did I say before, Joe? We'll sweat it out together. And one of these days, they'll both be home.
I'll bet the royal people held their breath while those 242 families spooned up good homemade pudding and then spooned up royal chocolate pudding before voting. But what a landslide, voting more than 3-1 for royal chocolate. You can't beat that royal texture and true chocolate flavor. And don't forget those other grand flavors, too. Any royal pudding is my dish. You just try them all and see if you don't agree absolutely.
Be loyal to Royal. It's a habit that pays. Serve Royal desserts in a dozen good ways.
The puddings are luscious. The gelatin's swell. How do you spell it? Why, R-O-Y-A-L. Tomorrow, Martha has lunch with Peggy and tries to persuade her to go home to Joe. She also talks to her about the job at the Armstrong Theatrical Agency.
But is that all you know about your new job? It seems so strange, Peggy.
Listen tomorrow to This Changing World.
Now taking vitamin D complex tablets, here is an important medical fact which your own doctor can tell you.
Food groups which are low in certain B complex vitamins are usually low in iron too. Thus, if you're getting little of one, you're probably getting little of both. And remember, without enough iron for good red blood, you can't feel really fit no matter how much vitamin B complex you take.
Friends, with ordinary B complex tablets, you run the risk of getting only one of these two vital requirements. So next time, ask for Stan B. Stan B, spelled S-T-A-N hyphen B, gives you both. Full daily minimum amounts of iron and all vitamins of the B complex for which the United States government has set requirements. With Stan B, you get double protection in just one easy-to-take tablet per day. The cost is low. In fact, less than most other preparations containing B complex alone. So don't take chances. Take Stan B. Ask your druggist for Stan B. S-T-A-N hyphen B today.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.